This is my opinion. So, you know, I always say this too. If you don't like what I'm saying, know what you can do. You see that escape on your computer, on your laptop, your desktop? You just go ahead. You go ahead and hit that and go beep. And you can just go ahead and tune this out. But I'm just going to tell you, because this is a God honest truth, factual base. Literally had over a dozen birds. And I'm not talking about chickens and stuff. I'm talking about, you know, these aren't normal birds that, you know, I don't even go to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Because you don't even want to know. About chicken nuggets from McDonald's. If you want to think twice about ordering chicken nuggets and what you're giving your kids and what you're feeding, you better look into how they make chicken nuggets and what they do to those chicks, because you don't want to know. Because I promise you right now, it made a believer out of Eric. He will never touch another chicken nugget for the rest of his life. It just absolutely, it's disgusting. You don't want to know, but I'm going to go there. To sit there for 5 seconds to throw a flag behind you, and to literally have these birds killed and plucked and over 40,000 feathers sewn together. So you can have, what, 5 seconds to throw that on? Absolutely just turn me completely against J-Lo. I'm just going to say Jenny from the Block got a little bit too big for Jenny's britches, because that is just, yeah, it's uncalled for. She's done a lot of things. I know there was something also, there was an article about PETA got on her about, I don't know what show it was, because I'm not much on award shows and that anymore. I DVR only certain shows. I'm a hopeless romantic, so I like all those, you know. Well, you know, the, what is that show? Love at First Sight. I like all those goofy shows like that. Extreme Love's a new one. That show's crazy. That guy literally falls in love with mannequins at his house. That's just absolutely nuts. I'm not going to go there. And then Clown Love? Just weird. It's called Valentine's Day. We should talk about that. But literally to sit there and do that. They busted her before. She had a exotic fur, which wouldn't even want to know the animals that were killed for her fur to be made. And she knew and got wind at the last second, some award show that PETA, somebody from PETA was going to be representing. They were going to take pictures. And of course, she doesn't want her image tarnished. But J-Lo, you could easily have that flag designed with faux feathers. Not real feathers. You didn't have to kill anything in order for 5 seconds, okay? You could have used faux feathers. I think everybody could agree with that. It's just absolutely, there was no reason. No reason at all. No reason, not in my mind. You know, that just kind of did it with me. But they busted her having a faux fur. Or I'm sorry, not a faux fur. She should have had. She did have a faux fur. Getting busted. PETA got wind that she was having exotic fur that was made out of the country and having flown in for some award show, and they literally, she got wind, one of her representatives got wind, and they actually flew in at the last second a faux fur, it's a faux fur basically. It looks real, but it's not. It's a faux fur. Literally had a designer have it flown to her because she did not want her image tarnished. Which did you not learn the first time, J-Lo? Because when you started wearing these feathers, and you know, Super Bowl across, I'm telling you, everybody has their thing. You know, people that are in politics, don't sit there and knock me, because you're sitting there with 5 seconds posting stuff on social media and going round and round and having these debates with people that you don't even know. So, you know, people are entitled to whatever, you know, and that's fine if you're big on politics and you live your life, you feel like you're, you know, Donald Trump's clone next to you and you feel like you're telling him everything, but really you're saying it at the house out loud when you're watching TV, but he can't hear you. You know, he can't hear you. Because he's at McDonald's with Kim Jong. But that was a big one for me. But I'm just going to say, this is another, I'm going to call this yada, yada, yada February part two, because this is all over the place. And that's okay. But I literally also, I've got a problem. You know, there's one thing with me. When you get older, I'm 1,000,000% believe your image should change. With you, as you get older, your image and what you wear and how you present yourself should change. You know, what you wear behind the walls of your home is your business, whatever you wear. You know, you may go get, you know, I've caught, you know, doing, wearing some corny stuff, getting the mail, and somebody may catch wind of me and see me. I don't really could care less, but that's just how I am. But, you know, some goofy things and things that are not age appropriate should be kept behind your closed doors. And then you have things that just, when you get in your 40s and 50s, there are certain things, women, that should never see your body the light of day. It should be behind your house. Victoria's Secret line, the pink line, leave pink to the 20-year-olds. You know, when you're in your 30s, you're in the 30s, you're in transition. You know, it's like some things are good and some things are questionable. 30s is like, you know, it's kind of like when you're getting ready to hit that light and it's yellow and you're debating whether, you know, you should stop or go. Okay, that's what it is. We're in Victoria's Secret pink line when you're in your 30s. You know, it's okay. It's not okay, but it's okay. It's okay. You're in that happy medium. Okay, when you get out of your 30s, it's not okay. Victoria's Secret is not, the secret is when you get out of your 30s, you're not supposed to be wearing Her Secrets by Victoria in your 40s and 50s. Now, there are some sportswear that doesn't have the logo, and I think what it is, Victoria's Secret, very smart, very smart. They're trying to hone in on when you get out of your 30s, politically correct, and you are into fitness and that, of having, which is less in quality now because Victoria's Secret stock has went down, is because their product is literally, I used to believe firmly in their bras. I really did. There's not many lingerie companies out there, let's face it. Unless you're a stripper, you're not going to go to Fredericks of Hollywood. So the thing is the bras and the quality, because they're being made differently, and I'm not going to say where they're being made because that's not the point. It's just they decided to keep the price tag and keep going up every time you turn around. But the quality of the bra is absolutely horrible. Their underwear, because I hate the word panties. Oh, oof. That's like putting your nails on chalk. I can't stand when people say that word. Panties. Oh, no. I say underwear, okay? That's just me. Everybody's got their thing, right? You know, everybody's got their little, you know. But the quality's down. But let's just say, you know, the sportswear in that doesn't have Victoria's Secret logo. You know, nobody's going to know. Hey, you're in your 40s and 50s, go for it. 60s, go for it, you know. But Victoria's Secret stuff, you know, I had, and I'll raise my hand in my 30s, you know, I had my fair share of Victoria's Secret sweatshirts and things like that. Who hasn't, you know, as a female, you know, a woman, young girl, you know, who hasn't, young woman, who hasn't had their closet with at least one or two, if not more, pieces of Victoria's Secret clothing line? But I'm telling you, when you get in your 40s and 50s, it is not okay. Victoria said the secret is that's not supposed to be for you wearing. Now, if you want to wear their sports stuff, that's fine. It's a whole nother story because you can't really see the logo. You know, I'm all about the little dog logo. Obviously, I'm about animals. But even I don't want to sport pink and the dog. You know, I just don't. And in fact, it was last year I had went through boxes of stuff because I knew we were in the process of moving and stuff out west. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm gonna start condensing down now, and had a couple garage sales and that. And I got rid of all of my Victoria's Secret logo, you know, attire that you could actually see. I just don't think it's appropriate. Now that I'm getting older, my taste in clothing has changed, and it should, because you should be wanting to look more presentable, some class, you know. You're grown, you're maturing, your image should reflect that, you know. Keep the stripper clothes behind closed doors in your closet, in your negligee drawer, whatever, you know. Don't be looking like you're coming out of J-Lo's Hustler movie, okay? Because that's just not classy, woman. You know, it looks trashy. Don't, you hold yourself on that totem pole in that aspect as well. Like I talk about the totem pole. Hold yourself with some level of decency and respect up here, okay? Don't bust out with the stripper clothes. Let J-Lo be in that Hustler movie, whatever it was. Let her sport that stuff as a character. You know, unless you're a character, then you just don't wear that. But the Super Bowl, I'm going to get back to that again. Shakira, when she busted with that guitar, I mean, that was powerful. That was powerful to see a woman do that and to be able to display that kind of power when most men, musicians who play guitar, you know, for a woman to do that was very powerful. I really, in my opinion, I think she totally trumped J-Lo. Because wasn't Donald Trump stuff on today? I think it was. I had some issues, though, with some of the camera shots. We know it's probably men behind the cameras, okay? And I'm not trying to be, like, male bashing. I'm really not. Because let's just face it, you know, I got a lot of male friends, very close friends I've been friends with for a very long time. So I'm not male bashing by any means, but I'm just going to tell you, when you're in your 40s and 50s, Shakira is 43, J-Lo is what, 51? The clothes were not, I would rather seen, let's just face it, Britney Spears, when she used to do shows, was dressed covered up more appropriately, especially when you know you may get some angles of the cameras, and you know, nobody wants to see if that's the time of the month or not, or you know, I know I went there, didn't I? It's just, it was way crotch shot, and the crotch needed to be covered. It looked bad. It looked bad. I cringed. How many women cringed? How many people had their kids, young children, watch Super Bowl? And you just wanted to go, oh, could you know? And you probably just want to go beep and just like tune over and go, well, Housewives of Real Atlanta, is that taping tonight? Let me go and check real quick. You know, because it was not appropriate, especially for J-Lo bringing her daughter out. I think the image that she's showing, she's a good artist, don't get me wrong, you know? She's a seasoned artist, you know, she's getting older, let's face it. She's not going to be able to do everything she used to do, okay? But the crotch shots and the attire was a little inappropriate. Shakira, I thought, was great until there was a couple of crotch shots, say that 10 times real fast, that made me cringe because it gave just a little bit more than what she probably, you know, I think as artists, they need to keep that in consideration and, you know, when they know they're going to be on stage and they're going to be making some moves and that costume may move as well. J-Lo, I don't get it. It was reminded me of when, remember when Madonna busted out? And that's the thing too. J-Lo's costume, she might as well thank Janet Jackson, because if you look at some of the costumes Janet Jackson wore over the years, she took Michael Jackson's gloves, okay, and cut off the fingers. And then she took Michael Jackson's gloves and took Janet Jackson's clothes. And took a little bit of Britney Spears and I could turn back time, Cher. And let's just face it, Cher literally will wear stuff like that. I mean, do I think that's politically okay? Not really for Cher's age. She could choose to use, you know, like, you know, covered up, for crying out loud, women. When you get into your 40s and 50s, have some class, you know, because when you start wearing things like that, it looks trashy. And this is just my opinion. And some people may say, oh, no, I don't, you know, I don't agree with you. And that's what makes America great. We can agree to disagree, shake hands and go, I like your opinion. I value it, but I like mine too, you know, and I'm going to value my opinion. But I just think it was too much, especially for the audience, which are, you know, there's a lot of young kids, girls, especially I'm honing in, because that's not the image we should be giving our girls, younger girls. You shouldn't be given the image that everything is sexually oriented down to what you wear. That stuff should be taught to young girls, that's things when you get older and you keep, you know, behind the scenes. I think it was a bad image, you know, to bring to such a diverse, wide group diversity of millions and millions of people watching Super Bowl, an event like that. I didn't care for it at all. From the stripper pole, Shakira had two moves that were like, and then people talking about, she said she panted like a dog. Did people even look to see what Shakira, where she came from, her nationality? Did they realize that that is actually a symbolism of what she did with her mouth? And they were calling it that she was panting like a dog. If you look into Shakira's with the belly dancing and that, and part of her heritage and where she's from, I mean, then it would be kind of obvious what that move was. But that just tells you, a lot of people just make a judgment call without really looking into what her nationality is and what that meant, you know, to, you know, her nationality, you know, giving respect and paying respect and homage to her nationality. J-Lo, I'm already going in 27 minute podcast. I knew when you started, everybody wants to start talking about Super Bowl halftime show. I was just opening up a can of worms. J-Lo, you know, it was like Jenny from the Block. She literally went back to the block because I just expected a lot more. I think she could have definitely 1,000,000% performed the same dance moves and routine that she had, you know, for the halftime show for Super Bowl, but did it more modestly with a little bit more appropriate clothes, because some of the shots, you know, if she's covering her crotch with the hand, you know, you think to yourself, is that gangster move? That's probably because she doesn't want you to see crotchula and everything. Bending over, I don't know about anybody, but I really thought at first that she had literally, do I want to say this? This is a podcast. It's not a clean version. I literally thought she had one of those maxi pads with the wing liners, and it literally creeped out of her costume. But it was blinged in silver. I was not sure when she bent over what in the hay was going on, but that's just, you know, it just didn't fly. It really didn't. But thank Janet Jackson and Cher and Britney Spears for the influence of J-Lo's costume. And of course, you know, the great one and only Michael Jackson for the silver gloves that she had worn with, you know, the finger part. Because if she would have had a complete silver, then we would have really thought that, you know, she was trying to, you know, zero in on Michael Jackson. And I don't know. I just thought it was, a lot of people said it was women power, empowering women in that, embracing heritage. I understand that. But I think the attire leaves men to think everything. They're not men. Watch that. I'm telling you right now, a man watching that halftime show was not paying attention to their dance moves. They were paying attention to the areas that were least covered. And when we are allowing our young girls to view things like that, I mean, what kind of image and what are you really saying to your kids, you know? And everybody's entitled. As people say, if you don't have kids, you have no opinion. Oh, the hell with it. I was once a young girl and a kid, you know, myself, as a woman. So we all have. You don't need to have kids to understand rights and wrongs and what you should be as far as values instilling in the next generation. I think in the next generation, we need to instill some values of, you know, it's not what you're wearing and the image, and you don't need to try to be, and that's the thing too. How many young girls say, I want to be J-Lo, I want to be Shakira. No, you know what? The image and the value behind should be one as your intelligence, your class, you know, what you're going to be and make of yourself. Independence is powerful. You know, gaining independence and learning that you don't always feel like you have to rely on a man. A man is not going to complete you, you know? Those are the values we should be instilling in the younger generation, in the young girls. Having a Super Bowl halftime show with women that are, you know, let's just face it, it wasn't the boob part. It was all lower. And I just think that there's a level of class. You know, would they get away with that in some other countries? Oh, hell no, they wouldn't have. They make women completely cover up. And it's not because that's crazy. People in the United States, us women, we may think that's crazy. Some people do. I don't. That's respect. You know, it's respecting women and to not have it all out there and allowing that to be behind closed doors. And if you're, you know, married in some of these countries, and respecting that that's for the husband and that's for behind closed doors, and to not to project, you know, a trashy or less of class type of image. I just didn't think it was appropriate for Super Bowl. That's my opinion. The dancing, I'm going to go into the dance part in that. I really favored Shakira. I really think if we're going to go, you know, head to head on who did the better performance, Shakira definitely, she definitely was all about her heritage and the belly dancing all the way down to, you know, signing with you know, some people said she looked like she was panting as a dog. That was not it. But I think Shakira did a really good job. Another thing, too, for the people saying that, you know, Shakira and, oh, J-Lo and people, you know, like, you know, women, come on. First of all, you are never going to be J-Lo. You ain't never going to be Shakira. And I'm going to tell you right now, Shakira with her belly dancing, she has known belly dancing, and then she has practiced, and she has been into the art of belly dancing for many, 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 many years, decades, okay? Another thing, too, is I have to remember also that These are entertainers. I don't want to say celebrities because I don't like that word. I just say entertainers. Popular. We'll just say out there entertainers. You know, they're out there in the world. We have to remember also that they're not truly what they appear. Okay? Shakira is interesting. If you take the hair, for example. Okay, Shakira, her hair. J-Lo, her hair during the Super Bowl. One would think that's their hair. Okay, first of all, that is Shakira's true hair. And she does actually share on different sites that she actually shares videos and that of hair maintenance and how to take care of your hair and keep it healthy regardless of what your age is. And at 43, her thick hair, a lot of that's genetic also, we have to remember, you know. She is genetically comes from, you know, a background where the women all have really thick, healthy hair. They may have had thick, healthy hair for many, many years, even when they got older. J-Lo, that was a lot of extensions, okay? That is not J-Lo's, all of J-Lo's hair. J-Lo's hair is a little bit shoulder length. I believe it was, what, a little bit shoulder length, above shoulder length. It's not her hair. She got all these people saying, I want to look like J-Lo, like a Shakira. Okay, if you want to look like J-Lo, just go ahead and if you got the money, sign yourself up, call up, get an appointment to your local beauty salon, and they will literally glue in, tie in, whatever extensions. I've had many times, I have used extensions, I have used glued in, I have used sewn in, I have used wigs, I have used everything. So, you know, as a woman, we're allowed to do that. You know, it's great to be able to change your look, not look the same all the time. You know, life is full of diversity and variety and change. And as women, that's what we should embrace is change and not be afraid to change and not worry about what people think about us. You know, be happy with the person in your in the mirror, but most importantly, don't worry about being everybody else. My question is, why can't you just be happy with the person that you see in the reflection back looking at you? And shouldn't we be teaching our younger girls, the generation, you know, that's going to be stepping up to the plate and, you know, change and evolving and growing and being powerful as a woman does not mean all your sexuality. Never use your sexuality as you think as a power tool in life. Whether that's your relationship, whether that's your career, whatever the situation, you know, it's a shame to think that the prettier you are, the more successful you are, because that's not true. And when you get older, you will understand the philosophy that it's not about what you can look like as far as what you can exude in your sexuality. You know, you are just as successful and have a chance of being just, if not more successful, in a position as a president of a company as the guy who's currently holding that title. As a woman, you can do just the same, but definitely you can even do more than any man in any business position as far as entitlement, whether they're the president, the CEO, it doesn't matter what it is. Women, we need to quit looking at the sexuality part and think that if we don't look a certain way, if we don't look sexual, if we don't look pretty, that it doesn't, you know, we're going to be less, you know, we're going to have less of a life in that. It just quit. Just quit. You know, I'm about small tweaking because I'm not going to say I'm not because I'm in the position now of having, like I said before, minor tweaking, and it's not things like, you know, with breasts or anything like that. That's not, you know, my is more because of oncology treatments and reversing damage that it's done. So I'm not against doing things to make yourself feel better, but don't do it for men, okay? Or your sexuality. You need to make that decision and do it for you, the person in the mirror, okay? Make yourself happy, feel good about yourself. The hell with other people, you know? And if you're, you know, you're not in a relationship and you feel like you need to look like Shakira and J-Lo in order to, you know, that's senseless, it's stupid, you know? Because when you get in a relationship and you think, you know, a guy's getting in a relationship, especially based off of somebody just by their looks, well, I'm telling you right now, and men, any man can agree, you know, that's going to wear off real quick. And it's going to be about, not about your eye candy, but it's going to be about somebody that you have something in common with, that you can get along with, that you can enjoy life with, that you can laugh and share common interests, or even if it's not common, something you may learn that you enjoy as far as, you know, an activity or a hobby. You know, looks, I'm telling you right now, it's not just a saying, looks are not everything. And I think the image at the Super Bowl halftime show projecting such a sexual image with both well-known artists is not the best way to teach our younger generation as girls how to grow up to be successful, respectful women.